She laughed. I loved it when she laughed, like a little reward.
Well, your yoga instructor was a vegan, so at least you know she wouldn't have boiled your rabbit. You smell good, by the way.
Thanks. She smelled good, too. When she'd given me back my shirt, some of her perfume still clung to it, even though she'd washed it. Tart apples. I didn't want to admit how many times I'd put that shirt to my nose. I didn't want to admit that I'd wished a few times I could put my nose to her neck to see if it smelled different on her skin. I reminded myself that she was taken. The good ones always were.
Polyphemus breathed heavily, trying to contain his anger.
I don't see very well, he growled. Not since many years ago when the other hero stabbed me in the eye. But you're no Lady Cyclops!
The Cyclops grabbed Grover's dress and tore it away. Underneath, the old Grover reappeared in his jeans and t-shirt. He yelped and ducked as the monster swiped over his head.
Stop! Grover pleaded. Don't eat me raw! I have a good recipe!
Polyphemus was hesitating, a boulder in his hand, ready to smash his would-be bride.
Recipe?
He asked Grover.
Oh, yes! You don't want to eat me raw. You'll get E. coli and botulism and all sorts of horrible things. I'll taste much better grilled over a slow fire with mango chutney. You could go get some mangoes right now down there in the woods. I'll just wait here.
The monster pondered this. My heart hammered against my ribs. I figured I'd die if I charged, but I couldn't let the monster kill Grover.
Grilled satyr with mango chutney,
Polyphemus mused.
Which part of nobody move did you not understand, Orc? Drake demanded.
Orc rose to his knee and went for Drake like a linebacker. Drake stepped aside, nimble as a matador. He stuck his hand out and said to Chaz,
Give me that!
Chaz handed him the bat. Each blow was measured, accurate, effective. Orc rolled onto his back, helpless, exposed. Drake pushed the thick end of the bat against Orc's throat.
Dude. You really need to learn to listen when I talk.
Then Drake laughed, twirled the bat in the air, and rested it on his shoulder. He grinned at Sam.
Now how about you tell me what's going on, Mr. Fire Chief?